It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
House and Senate Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer say they and the president have agreed to pass legislation to protect the nation's 800,000 dreamers from deportation.
White House Director of Legislative Affairs Mark Short told the Wall Street Journal that the Democrats' statement was, quote, misleading in a lot of ways. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tweeted, while DACA and border security were both discussed, excluding the wall certainly was not agreed to. To which Schumer spokesman Matt House replied, the president made clear he would continue pushing the wall, just not part of this agreement.
After dinner at the White House on Wednesday night, Chuck and Nancy, as Trump calls them, released a joint statement. Quote, we had a very productive meeting at the White House with the president. The discussion focused on DACA. We agreed to enshrine the protections of DACA into law quickly and to work out a package of border security, excluding the wall, that's acceptable to both sides.
The president, with what appeared to be at first as an agreement to agree on DACA, and then this morning, just a flurry of tweets, both clarifying and also a bit of stream of consciousness on the president's thinking on the issue. Among them, he writes this morning, there was no deal made last night on DACA. Massive security would have to be agreed to. He also seeks to allay concerns that he's giving up on his controversial border wall on the southern border. He writes, the wall, which is already on construction in the form of renovation, will continue to be built. And then he talks about the dreamers. Does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? He goes on, they have been in our country for many years through no fault of their own, brought in by their parents at a young age.
Schumer and Pelosi on Thursday morning saying that Trump's tweets are not at odds with what they agreed to on Wednesday night. ABC News is reporting Thursday morning that Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tried to get a government jet for his recent honeymoon.
Newly married this past summer, multimillionaire Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin formally requested that he and his new wife Louise, regularly seen in designer clothes with purses at $10,000 plus, be allowed to travel in style in a government jet on their honeymoon to Europe. At an estimated cost of $25,000 an hour, the price for taxpayers would have been several hundred thousand dollars.
They can't be expecting taxpayers to foot the bill for a Hollywood lifestyle.
But Mnuchin's honeymoon request was withdrawn after officials reportedly raised the issue of how it would look for a man worth more than $300 million to take a personal trip at taxpayer expense. In a statement to ABC News, a Treasury spokesperson said it was all about the need for secure communications and that alternatives were made available. So the happy couple had to travel at their own expense. But just a few weeks later, Mnuchin and his wife Louise did get a government jet to go to Kentucky for an official trip where, among other things, they viewed the solar eclipse.
The inspector general takes a look at the circumstances now surrounding all of the secretary's travel by government aircraft.
Bernie Sanders unveiled his Medicare for All plan at a press conference on Capitol Hill on Wednesday.
Today, we say the function of a rational health care system is to provide quality care to all in a cost-effective way, and not to continue a system which allows insurance companies and drug companies to make hundreds of billions of dollars in profits each year, and to make healthcare industry CEOs extremely wealthy. The strengths of a Medicare for All program are not only its universality and its cost effectiveness. It also ends the complexity of a system which adds enormous stress at a time when people need it the least. While depending on your income, your taxes may go up to pay for this publicly funded program, that expense will be more than offset by the money you are saving by the elimination of private insurance costs. And today, we tell the drug companies that the American people are sick and tired of the greed of the pharmaceutical industry. We are no longer going to get ripped off and pay the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs on the Medicare for All. We're going to negotiate lower drug prices for the government and for every single American.
Earlier in the day, Lindsey Graham, Bill Cassidy, Dean Heller, and Ron Johnson introduced their last chance plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act before the window to do so closes on September 30th.
If you believe repealing and replacing Obamacare is a good idea, this is your best and only chance to make it happen.
Pharma bro Martin Shkreli is in jail after taking to Facebook to offer his followers $5,000 to grab a strand of Hillary Clinton's hair during her book tour. He had been free on bond awaiting sentencing on a securities fraud conviction. Shkreli apologized for what he called satire, but a judge called the post a solicitation for assault and rescinded his bail. He was immediately taken into custody and will remain incarcerated until his sentencing this fall. I got good news. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener supported. So if you appreciate our work, hopefully you'll consider a contribution. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.